Well, I'm happy to invite up here in front of the altar Nolan Sundberg, our church council president. Come on up and have a seat. This is our second in our Barstool Conversation sermon series, which happens randomly at times. Nolan, thanks for participating. I'm sure in the church constitution somewhere it says that you had to say yes and come up here during the sermon time and share with us. Mm-hmm. But as you're getting settled in there, I can hear the microphones working now, so that's great.
See if I can get it on.
Last month, Pastor Steve and I had a conversation about receive, respond, and rejoice. These three words of focus for the next season of ministry. Receiving God's goodness, responding to Christ's grace, and rejoicing in the Holy Spirit's gifts. And we shared about those both from our own lives personally and as from our work as pastors. And so as we begin to get into that, Nolan, just first of all, could you just introduce yourself to any of us who may not know you as well? Who are you?
Sure. Yeah, so again, Nolan Sundberg, your church president, or church planning council president. Been, I don't know when the specific time we became a member here, but I think back in 2005 or 2006. So moved out to Oregon from Nebraska, where I grew up on a small farm, and went to college in Nebraska, and then made my way out to Oregon. I've got two daughters, Kennedy and Kinsey, who are now 23 and 21, and one finished with college and one in college, so they're doing great. And so I'd say when we moved here, we initially kind of landed out in the Pleasant Hill area and started going to Lutheran churches from east to west, and of course we found the best one clear on the west side of town. So I know my daughters really enjoyed coming here when they were younger. So
that's wonderful. And you know, I think my first memory of your family is first communion, the Seder meal that Jan Morin would cook, and we'd gather the families with fourth and fifth graders, and then your family was at the head table, so you had some extra lines. I think you wore a yarmulke, and we went through the meal, and it's incredible now. Those girls, like you say, 21 and 23. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good 10 plus years ago.
Right. Yep.
It's incredible.
It's gone by fast.
But before I ask you about how, including, I'm sure your family's included, how you receive God's goodness in your life, I wanted to read our scripture focus, which comes from Colossians 3. Paul writes, "As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So Nolan, that first paragraph, talking about us as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, forgiven of God, these are, you know, several indications of God's goodness in our life, but I'm curious, you know, for you, as you think about God's goodness in your life, whether it's past or present, mm-hmm. you know, what comes to mind for you?
Yeah, definitely as I, you know, look back over my years, you know, definitely my daughters, I would say, has been, you know, some great things that have really shown, you know, God's goodness coming through in my life. Just really have enjoyed, you know, watching them grow and you know, do great things, whether it was sports or school and just everything. You know, God seemed to have blessed them very well, and I was just very thankful for that. And of course, a lot of prayers to, you know, praying to make sure or hope that that happened over time. So yeah, that's definitely one way, you know, that I've seen God's goodness in my life. And, you know, and I think also God has just been good to me, you know, has always given me a good job, I would say, you know, to, you know, to be able to provide for my family. I've just been very thankful for that, you know, as over time.
Can I ask what kind of work you're in?
Yeah, sure. Yep. So I work for Northwest Farm Credit Services. So we're an agricultural lender. I work out of our Junction City office, and my title is VP Credit. So I work with our credit officers and, you know, can help approve loans and manage that process.
Great.
So, yeah.
Okay, so family and work. God's goodness through your, mm-hmm. always had a supportive job.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So. Anything else on there that you had come to mind?
Yeah. I think, I kind of wrote down some things, just of how I feel like I receive, receive God and receive, things coming to me. And I think a lot of that begins, I try to begin each day with a morning devotional. Mm-hmm. I just feel, the scripture and then having a little story behind that really seems to connect with me and just enjoy spending my morning doing that, whether it's 5 minutes or, sometimes that's all it takes just to get the morning started right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I know over the years on church council, when you bring devotions, you have different resources you're pulling from. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes nice to get your feet on the ground and check the Bible before you check Twitter and your day with your head straight.
Exactly. Yeah, I hear a lot about that on social media, like don't pick up your phone until you've done something like that. So definitely try to get the day started without diving into those kind of things first.
So receive goodness through God's goodness through His Word and through having that time of connection.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, definitely just coming to church every Sunday or each Sunday that I can make it is a big part of how I receive, God's goodness. Mm-hmm. Between the sermons, hearing God's word through that and also communion, of course. I have enjoyed, that we've gone to, having communion every week, So if you do miss one Sunday, you're not going to miss maybe communion for, 1 or 2 weeks. I've just enjoyed, taking the sacrament that way, and it's been a benefit I enjoy. So.
Yeah, even in bite-sized packages, God's goodness comes, and it's not just good ideas for our heads, but it's a meal with brothers and sisters in Christ. And,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's been great. Yeah, just enjoy, of course, miss coming up here and doing it together, and receiving it that way, but just glad we can all be here together and receive it in one way or another. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Of course, these categories kind of blur together sometimes, right? So feel free to share God's goodness and other things that come up. But, as you think about responding to Christ's grace, how does God's goodness move you to these things? What ways have you found like God is calling you to respond or to act in a certain way?
Yeah, I think, when I first joined the CPC, I was kind of really excited about it, to be able to, serve the church in a way maybe that I haven't done in the past. And, I've just really enjoyed, being on the council and working with the pastors and the other CPC members. And so I feel, that's one way that, I've been able to respond and, provide service, with the church and do things like that. So I've just really, really enjoyed my time in that. And I know when I first joined, I never thought I would be the president of the church council, but here I am. So
we like to keep that secret.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Low entry bar.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, just have really enjoyed spending time with council members that have come and gone. And, I just think, got a great council now and always need more members. So if you're interested, please join the council. So.
Yeah, it's certainly different being on the other side and coming to the meeting where the business is talked about and you realize how many details go into an institutional church like this.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yeah, and I think, kind of along the church lines, I just wanted to state, how I see the church responding, in so many different ways, and just want to be thankful for all the service that Bethesda does, with the Food for Lane County and the Clothes Closet, and, this time of year when we do the Giving Tree, I think it's just really amazing of just the way that, we receive God's goodness and then we're able to turn around, respond, and send that out to our community and other family members. So just really, feel fortunate to be a part of a church that does that. So.
Oh, that's really great. I mean, and this is coming from somebody who searched from Pleasant Hill to West Eugene to find your Lutheran church. So there was something here, all those years ago that said this church not only receives God's goodness, but doesn't keep it to ourselves.
Right.
And strives to reach out.
Yep.
And we can, we can always do a better job of that, but we give thanks for those opportunities. Mm-hmm. And now your girls are grown. They're in college or just graduated. Mm-hmm. Kennedy graduated a year ago
this past year. Yeah. So.
And so now it's and here you are and you've looked for a new way to be connected to the church, not through the youth ministry so much, but another way to give back and be connected.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely say that's what, brought me or kept us here, when we first visited, just the youth ministry and, just And I have, you know, that has just continued, you know, over the years that I've been here, and just, you know, great that that has continued, and we haven't really changed from that, and it's always just been a core of Bethesda, I think. And yeah, and so as I've kind of moved away from that, you know, just glad that I can be connected through the church council now and you know, help serve and provide in ways in that way.
So. Yeah. Well, I know I'm so thankful for the videos you did a couple of times this spring when COVID was new, when we
right.
were flattening the curve for the first time, and it was going to be a couple of weeks. and you had a couple of videos that you put together that were so thoughtful and encouraging to all of us to say, hey, we're in regular conversation with the leadership of the church. We're moving through this. And I even remember even before COVID, you know, around January or so when you were elected council president, I think I sent you a text that said, hey, I'm praying for you. I'm grateful for you. This is a time of great change.
Right.
little did we know.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I'm just so thankful that Christ has called you to respond in this way, because, you know, you're a real benefit to our church and to the council.
Right, yeah. And like, yeah, as you said, you know, shortly after I became, you know, council president, you know, we moved with the pandemic showed up, and I was like, oh man, what's going to happen now? And
right.
You know,
you're supposed to blame your like predecessor or something. That's how the presidents do it, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
You inherited a bad economy from 2019.
No. Right, but yeah, definitely wasn't the case. So, but, you know, just been thankful of, you know, definitely all the support that I've received from the members, you know, whether that's through an email or a phone call or, you know, or a letter, you know, just, you know, not only support, but just, you know, them sharing how they're feeling about how things are going and, you know, and help me to communicate with the council better about that. And so I would definitely say, you know, please keep the communication coming, whether it's a phone call or an email or a text message. You know, I definitely love hearing from everybody and getting to know you better. And it's just been a you know, important as I, you know, serve as the president of the council and for the church.
No, it's great. And you're so approachable. And so anyone who has questions or comments or ideas, I mean, we're getting a lot of ideas because everything is
right,
because it's experimental these days, and just so people know, they can contact you and have a listening ear. And,
right.
You know, and you've been the same for Pastor Steve and I, and for, you know, others to say, you know, how are you doing? You know, anything you need from me? And,
right. Yeah, appreciate
that.
That
goes a long way. So we're really thankful
Good.
Of that.
Yeah.
Well, we've been kind of lacing our rejoicing throughout our conversation, rejoicing in God's goodness and in Christ's grace as we respond. Other things that maybe you give joy for or you rejoice in?
Yeah, and I've appreciated Pastor Steve's kind of talk about rejoicing, about how it's sometimes the harder thing to do, and sometimes I feel like that's how I am a little bit too, as far as making sure that I'm always finding things to rejoice and be thankful for. So definitely it's something that, you know, I've enjoyed as we've been talking about this, is to start focusing on that more and doing that. But, you know, some of the ways that I often have to remind myself to rejoice is through my prayer. You know, it's easy to, seems like easy to pray, you know, for the things that aren't going good or things that you want to hopefully get better or things that you need. But it's, you know, sometimes you forget to look back and say, okay, look at all the things that I do have and, you know, all the, you know, just be thankful for those things. You know, when I kind of start my morning prayers, I always, you know, try to start out by, you know, saying thank you, God, for all the things that I have and all the things that I need, you know, and just helps me kind of set that focus for the day too. So,
you know, I was thinking about that in your line of work too. Like, a lot of our prayers are kind of like closing the mortgage or a loan,
right?
Where it's like, it's all about the transaction. Like, okay, God, I need to borrow some of your divine power to get through this thing. Can I qualify? And then you realize, oh, I can't qualify, but thanks be to God, Jesus has paid the loan, or he's carrying the onus of it. But then once the loan is through and the purchase has been made and the farmer or whoever has their deal, well, then you're kind of out of the picture, and you don't get to stick around for the rejoicing.
Like, right.
The party when the first harvest comes in on that farm, you know, you're kind of cut out after the money's done. And I love how you talk about your prayer life in that it's not just, hey, God, I need a loan, or I need some help or some healing, but God, let's celebrate and let's thank you for who you are and for what you've done. And it's a really helpful balance in your in your prayers, in all of our prayers. Other sources of joy, or
But, you know, I think as the as it talks about in the scripture there, you know, just in whatever you do in word or deed, you know, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, I think that's important and something that I've always tried to remind myself, you know, as maybe things aren't going good or I'm not as, you know, excited about doing something, that I need to remember that I need to just make sure I'm doing things in the name of God and, you know, make sure you put that focus on it. And I think that's been helpful too, to keep a positive outlook, and just allows you to rejoice about how things go, and, you know, and also just make sure you rejoice, you know, if it's good or bad, you know, it's, that's hard to do sometimes, but try to keep that focus. So.
Yeah, no kidding. And Paul, I mean, he'll talk about rejoicing in the midst of sufferings, even mm-hmm. For the things that produces in your life, like endurance and character and hope. And,
right.
And but then at the same time, it's one of the only commands Paul has to repeat, where he says, rejoice to the Philippians in a different letter. And then he says, I will say it again, rejoice. It's like he knows, mm-hmm. I can't just say this once, even with right. the Holy Spirit bearing my message to rejoice.
Right.
It's in one ear and out the other, because we're mm-hmm. so quick to point out what we lack, or what we're outraged about, or what we wish was differently. And mm-hmm. and so again we say, rejoice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess one other thing I had written down is just, you know, as you know, the CPC, it seems like we're often, you know, responding or reacting to things, mm-hmm. And we've had some discussion lately of, you know, it's the church planning council, you know, like, well, where did that planning word come from? But I really like having that in there, because that way you're kind of forward-looking and not always just thinking about how we're responding or reacting to things. So I think that's good.
Yeah, and along those lines, I mean, we're at the turn of a year, a little bit in the service, we're going to hear from our treasurer, Ed Emberlin, mm-hmm. and he's going to have sort of a business update at the end of as we approach the end of the year. But then you also mentioned earlier about just council itself, and when we come around to January, February, we start thinking and recruiting and asking right. for people to become a part of something. And it sounds like what you're inviting people to is not a church reaction council, but
mm-hmm, right.
Something prayerful and planning and forward thinking.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. You know, I think, yeah, would just really like to have that focus, and I've just seen that over the last, you know, half a year or so with, you know, the pandemic coming on. It seems like the focus has changed a little bit, just because you have to a little bit, you know, to mm-hmm. be thinking ahead and planning for all the different things that are coming at us, and be ready for all the changes. And yeah. So I think it's great to have a focus that way of, you know.
Sounds like a great time to be on council.
Yeah, exactly.
It really does. Yeah. Just me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I'm just so thankful for the work you do, and you know, your personality, is very reassuring whether you're sharing a video or a conversation like this, or when we talk one-on-one or at council. You know, Bethesda's in good hands with you, and not just you, but the council. Mm-hmm. In that there's not a lot of fires. You know, it is mm-hmm. well, what's this? What's the situation? What can we do? You know, right. what do people think?
Yeah.
And it's just such a great posture to have during this pandemic, and as we go through mm-hmm. it. So.
Yeah.
Really great. I rejoice for you,
well, thank you.
And for the God's call at this time.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yep. And I definitely, as I think I've said, you know, just thankful for the members on the church council, and thankful for you and Steve and your leadership and guidance through it all as well. And you know, and I'm hopeful that, you know, just the CPC can help, you know, help the congregation, you know, with the rejoicing and help lead in the rejoicing. So.
Yeah, that's great. To be cheerleaders,
yeah, exactly.
Cheerleaders of Christ and for the church, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll hear it from Ed in a little bit, and we had hoped to maybe hear from Hannah or someone else on council, and Hannah's rejoicing in Hawaii right now.
Mm-hmm. Lucky for her.
fixing wind damage at the house, but anyway, so Hannah says aloha to the congregation as well. Mm-hmm. But thanks so much for having a conversation today and thinking about these three words, and we continue to look ahead as other members of the church can share their testimony with us as well.
So, all right. Yep. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks everybody at Bethesda. So.
Let's close in prayer.
Okay.
Gracious God, we give you thanks for this church. And today, especially, I lift up Nolan and Kennedy and Kinsey. And I ask that you'd continue to bless them as they respond to your goodness in their lives. Thank you for Nolan's leadership. And we pray your blessing upon the entire church planning, praying, hoping, and believing council, that you would lead all of us as we look at an unprecedented year, but say, you are the God who is able. You are faithful to us. And so help us to remain open to you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, well, thank you, Nolan, for sharing with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
You are free to go.
Okay.
Yeah. You won't have to do this again for like at least a month.
Yeah, right.